there, green future growers. Thanks for joining us today. If you're new to the show, I hope you'll subscribe on iTunes or your favorite Android app, and let's get growing. Do you love to listen to audio as much as I do? Have you ever tried an audiobook? As a fan of this podcast, you must already enjoy listening to stories just like I do. Well, the Organic Gardener podcast has teamed up with Audible to offer you a free audiobook. Just go to www.organicgardenerpodcast.com/book or just type book into the search bar at theorganicgardenerpodcast.com and you can get entered to get listening to your first audiobook today. Hey, everyone. So it's my last official day of summer vacation. It's Wednesday, August 16th. I'm about to interview another amazing rock star millennial. But I just wanted to mention, I got an email from Rodan and Fields. I know I haven't mentioned them in forever, but they are about to break into the Australian market. Now, I joined Rodan and Fields and went back to school teaching and just did not have time to focus or put any energy into it. But I have to say, I do love their products. I love their business model. It's only $395 to join with the basic package, which gets you into, if you've ever wanted to join an online business and you don't know where to start, I can't recommend it enough. And my friend Jessica, you know, will walk you through it. She's one of their, I mean, she's like way up there in that company. She has done so well out of this itty bitty little town she lives in Cutbank, Montana. And the best part about Rodan and Fields is they get on the phone calls with you. In the beginning, you don't have to do anything except for connect them with people. And you're never going to get that anywhere else. So even if you don't like the idea of networking, if you're nervous, like, you are not going to get a sales opportunity like this. If you want to learn sales, this is the place to start. And they're breaking into Australia. So I think there's only... let me see, where's the email I was reading? Their Australia launch. I thought it was supposed to be last year, but it's coming September 2017. So you can pre-enroll by August 30th, which is 2 p.m. Sydney time on August 31st in Australia. The program officially closes at 9 p.m. Pacific time on August 30th, 2 p.m. Sydney time. So if you're interested, you can talk to me and I'll hook you up with my friend Jessica, because I do love their products. And so I'm still using, I joined what, in June, and I still have product left. So it's been a year and almost 2 months now. Do I use it every single day? The things that I did use every day are gone, but some other things that I use, and they're lip balms. I got two lip balms and I still have one of those left and I use it all the time. So, you know, I can't recommend them enough as far as, like, I definitely use their stuff. They're a great company. So if you've been thinking about it and you're in Australia, I know I have a lot of listeners over there. If you want an opportunity to join an online business, and I think they have like a join, you know, 60-day, you know, money back thing or whatever. They're a great company. I just want to make sure this opportunity is out there for you. So, just letting you know. Last thing about Rodan and Fields. The reason I think this is pertinent to gardeners is because they have incredible sunscreen. And so we're out in the sun all the time. And I'm not getting anything for this. Maybe Jessica will shoot me a lip balm someday down the line if a lot of people showed up. But I love Jessica. She was my realtor in Cutbank when I first moved to Browning, is how I got hooked up with her. She's done great with this business. And so just that's how I got involved, because they do have great, that's why I thought it would be great. And then they're cruelty free. So if you're a new listener, you're wondering, Rodan and Fields skincare, check it out. Hi, Raven.
Hi, this is Raven.
Oh my goodness, you are gorgeous.
Thank you.
I love your Skype picture.
Thank you.
How's your morning going?
My morning is going pretty well. I just downloaded Skype. I haven't used it in a long time. Being an iPhone user, you get so hooked up to FaceTime, so it's pretty cool to have it on back on my phone.
Cool. You know, and I am fascinated that there is not a way to record in FaceTime. Now, maybe they have fixed it since I first started recording back in 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago now. But yeah, like, because the only way I have no idea how any of this works. I have like three programs. I have to open up like this thing called Soundflower and then another thing called Line In and then GarageBand. And it only works through Skype. Like, even yeah, when I'm just not even on the phone, like I'm recording myself a lot of times, I still have to like open up Skype and turn it on because I don't know how all that magic works. But
oh yeah, me neither.
It does. So, and it's free. And the nice thing about Skype is it's crystal clear.
Oh yeah.
So I was like that. The first time I got on a Skype call, I was working at this Women's International Group at the UN, and we had a call the office in Geneva, and I'm talking to this woman. I'm like, oh my god, this is the clearest phone call I have ever made. I'm talking to you in Switzerland. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, so, that is true. It is really crystal clear. That is true. Sometimes FaceTime, depending on your reception or Wi-Fi, can get a little foggy.
Yeah, well, Skype does that too, and they dropped the call. Yesterday I was on a call and I think they dropped it like four or five times. I have no idea why, but
oh no.
This morning, the other thing about Skype I think is so funny is people still, like, this one woman was so terrified that we were gonna have video, and even after the phone call was done, she's like, so did it record me? And I'm like, there's no video. And I called her on a landline.
Oh my god.
She had the landline and I had the Skype. She was so cute. She's this like 85-year-old lady and just sweet. So yeah, people get really like freaked out about the Skype video thing.
Yeah.
So, but and I know I was like that. And even like FaceTime, I was like, I'm never gonna use that. I'm never gonna want a video chat. But now I love video chatting with my mom. Like, it's so
I
much
know,
better.
I do it all the time with my mom too. She's in California. That's where I'm originally from, and so we video chat a lot.
Cool. Okay, so you know what? I think we're just going to go raw with this interview. I'm going to try not to edit it. So, and we're just going to talk about it. And I'll try to just put it right up after we're done talking so we can get your Kickstarter campaign awesome off. And then I do a lot of replays. So, you know, maybe it'll go replay again on the Progressive. Or maybe we'll do an update later. So
because, that's awesome. That sounds really good. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I love millennials. I'm always talking because I just think you guys are the best generation and you guys are the ones that are finally going to, you know, get us to a world with world peace. And
I hope so.
They're socially conscious. They love, you know, and then I, even though I'm not a millennial, hardly, they love their technology and I love my technology. So I think that's great. And so I don't know, people yeah complain about millennials, but I think it's garbage.
I know we get a lot of flack, you know, being a millennial. It's like, it's tough out here. People, and then just saying that gets flack, you know, it's like, you guys don't know like what real tough is. You know what I mean? Like, it's like everyone wants to beat us up. I don't know why.
I know. And, you know, I consider millennials people who were born 1980 to about like 1995, 98.
Exactly.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Like, so I look at,
they're in like in a 25, they're the, like between, I would say maybe 25 and like 35, I guess maybe 40. I don't know. Maybe like 25 or 35 right now.
Yeah. I don't like know the, either. Yeah. I'm like, well, what's a generation? Like, so this is the way I look at it. My stepdaughter was born in 1980. Exactly. So I figure 18 years is a generation is like, you know,
yeah,
especially she had her first son early. So her son actually turned 20 this year. So I think
wow,
anyone I know, like a week ago, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a 20-year-old grandson. But anyway, you know, to me, you can't really have a generation that's shorter than that. And, you know, it says 1980 is the first year. So I don't know. That's what I go by. But anyway, we're here to talk about you. And I found you because I'm trying to, like, I created this course finally for my podcast about cover crops that I know people are interested in. And mm-hmm, so I put it out there. I'm getting response like crazy. And I have no way to collect money from people. I haven't figured out how to put a course up on my website. Like, I have no way. So people are emailing me, which is great. I'm excited about it. So then I was like, well, maybe I can do it up on Kickstarter, you know? And like, they'll, and
no,
so,
for the course. Oh, you should totally, you don't have like a PayPal on your site?
I have a PayPal account. I used to, I don't know, you know, websites. Is
yeah.
Like
totally. Kickstarter is awesome. Obviously I have a Kickstarter, but I think in order to collect like continual money, because Kickstarter gives you like an expiration date, right. You know, so you have to have your campaign for like 30 days or whatever. Yeah. But to have it on your website, just do, there's like different applications. I mean, they take out a little bit of fee.
Well, the website guys that do my site are working on it now. So
oh, yeah.
It's kind of funny because they're over in England. But I had like at one point I had paid for like a bunch of graphic design work to go. Like they just do my basic hosting site. But I have paid a little extra to get some. So I still have a little bit of time. So they're working on it. And so they're getting there. But yeah, it's funny. I'm like, I can't believe. So then I was like, well, maybe I could do that real quick. But Kickstarter's still taking 3 days to approve my bank account. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever, you know. But it's been fun. And then I'm just excited that people are like really responding. Like I already have 10 people that have emailed me that say they want to sign up, which is huge for
me. That's awesome. Yeah,
and,
that's awesome.
It's just a beta version to see how it goes because I'm kind of, I don't know, teaching this book that I read about cover cropping. And I just love this book and it was little and it really explains it really nice. And I was like, well, we'll just do this. And anyway, so I'm on Kickstarter and I'm looking to see how Kickstarter things go. Hello, whoever little baby that is.
Hi, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry at all. Normally, I start out the, like, before we get on the recording thing, I tell my guests that it's really easy to edit the podcast. So, you know, if you need to get the dog a drink or, you know, get your husband a cup of coffee or if you need to take care of the baby, don't hesitate to put me on hold.
Okay, perfect. I will do it. I'm about to put her in her playpen, so we should be good.
Okay. And then, anyway, so I'm on Kickstarter yesterday, and I'm looking up, you know, what other things, and I found you. So, let's introduce you to the audience. So, this morning, I'm talking to Raven Temple. You're in Baltimore, right?
Yes.
And another rock star millennial. And wait till you hear about her amazing business, and you're going to want to tell your friends about it, and I'll be quiet, and we're going to talk, and I'm just going to put this up raw tonight, so even though I just said we can edit it, unless there's something major, we're going to try to get it on the air, because her Kickstarter campaign is ending soon. So welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast, Raven.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jackie, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to speak with other gardeners and people who are really into the organic gardening world and food. And yeah, I would love to talk more about my business and just kind of like my stamp on how I'm trying to change the world in regards to food and nutrition.
All right. Well, I call my listeners green future growers because we're all trying to grow a greener future, whether we're gardeners or healthy food eaters or, you know, creating green businesses like you are. Like my listeners are very forward thinking. They're visionaries. They're entrepreneurial. And we all kind of because actually, to be honest with you, I'm not even the biggest gardener. My husband's the gardener. I mostly just eat the vegetables in the garden.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in what you've got because I'm a busy lady. So let's tell them, they're probably like, what is this woman's business? Tell them about your business.
Okay, so my business is called Farm to Temple, and it's kind of a play on farm to table, and also my maiden last name is Temple, so it's like, you know, Farm to Temple. And I actually like went on like a hiatus to even come up with the name. It was like a whole like 6 month process, but yeah. So basically, we offer meal prep, and so we cook the food in our kitchen. And we locally source it from the farms in the DMV area, DC, Maryland, and Virginia area. And we really try to obtain all of our produce and our meat and everything from local farms and butchers and bakeries. And then we create menus. It changes every week. You order online. You order it in quantities of 5, 10, or 20. And then we deliver it to your house every Sunday or Monday, and you just refrigerate it and heat it up and go. Everything, like I said, like if it can be organic, it will be organic. If it can be locally sustained, it will be locally sustained. And it's just delicious food that's clean and portion controlled, and so you don't have to worry about cooking throughout the week.
I love this. Okay, so, okay, I'm gonna back up a little. Tell us a little, and you know what I love about the twist on your name is like a lot of people are just gonna look at it as like, my body's a temple. So Farm the Temple. So that is the perfect name. And then it's
I
also
know
like
it was
putting a little bit of
I
your person
really
into it. Oh, sorry.
yeah so it's so yeah I really think that your body is a temple. I started this company. I was in the sales world. I had my undergrad in business management, and I was working like in that corporate world for a really long time. Not a really long time. Let me step my millennial back for like 4 years. And then I realized, which was a long time for me because
Sweetie,
the money was great. I'm sorry.
I'm on job 53. I don't th like the only job I've had for more than 4 years is the job I have now. Before I worked at Browning at the public school system where I'm at, my longest period of working anywhere was 2 years. 4 years is like a century for me.
It is. I know. And
It's a
again,
long
that
time.
sounds so ridiculous, but it
No, it
is.
doesn't.
It's such a long time. And but basically, I mean, I never was. I have worked with gardening before. Like, I'm from California originally. My grandmother lived in Stockton, so all any of the Stockton listeners, you would know it's very agricultural. There's a lot of people. Most people have like fruits and vegetables in their backyard, and my grandmother was one of those. But and she was from the South originally, so she cooked, clean, or like maybe not clean per se, but homemade from scratch food. But then, as most millennials or most people in general, I went to college and I didn't really eat the way I was supposed to, and I just basically got really sick. I was diagnosed with lupus eventually, and I realized that I had to change my lifestyle because they wanted to put me on a lot of medicine. And I was against that. So I really just started to dig deep into how do you heal yourself and how do you, live a preventative lifestyle where you don't have to take a lot of medicine in order to cure, a chronic illness. And after I started digging into that, I got my master's in alternative medicine with a concentration in nutrition, and like everything just kind of just like clicked there. Like my whole lifestyle changed. Everything just I just almost like reinvented myself through food and through through lifestyle changes. And so here we are. That's how the company came about.
Wow, I love all of this. And I'm always telling my one grand, my oldest granddaughter, masters before marriage, masters before marriage. Mostly because I want my masters. I'm like, ah, so good for you. See, oh my gosh, what an amazing background you have. So,
Thank you.
tell us, I guess, I don't know, what else can you tell us?
Yeah. So we don't, I know nowadays, like maybe not so much so nowadays, but like the food industry, especially the nutrition industry, goes through so many like changes and so many like trends. And calorie counting is like one of the biggest ones that like people tend to stick to if they're trying to lose a large amount of weight or like get rid of hypertension or help their blood pressure. So they think, okay, if I eat 1,000 calories a day and then now going from eating like 2,500, then that'll help. And I guess, yes, that'll drop the weight, but like you can eat 1,000 horrible calories a day. So what I try to push, not only just with my business, but in my personal life and in like nutritional counseling one-on-one, is I'm all about eating clean and organic food. Like that makes a huge difference. Like it people don't realize like it truly, truly does matter, the genetic makeup of what you're putting in your body. Because if you're eating a tomato that's not really a tomato, then is it giving you the benefits of a tomato? No, it's not. It's not. So I guess it's better than eating a McDonald's cheeseburger, of course. But we want to try and like, because your body is a temple and it's the only body you have, we want to try and put as much clean things as possible. And clean doesn't also just mean, okay, the minimal amount of calories. Clean means it hasn't traveled, overseas to get to you. As it was grown maybe 15 miles away in a local farm or grown in your own backyard, because that truly makes a difference about like how you feel.
And it also makes a huge difference in the nutrients you get out of the food. It's funny, I just talked to
Exactly.
this other millennial who has a business called Ritz Fit, and they kind of have like this I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of like Costco where you like subscribe and then you get access to clean food once a week, 'cause
Oh,
he's
wow.
very same thing, he wants clean food, he wants healthy food, and he even talks about a lot of the organic food that you get doesn't necessarily make sure that it's clean
Exactly.
food. Hey, so this is me just cutting in while I'm editing the raw version super quick, because the thing reason I forgot I brought up Mark from Ritz Fit is because I talked to one of his experts, Leanna too, and what she had talked about clean food was not just was it was a study that showed that getting the food in season, so when you're getting your local produce in season, they found better nutrients in it, was the big thing that I just really wanted to. If you haven't listened to my interview with Leanna Tu from Nutritionology on Instagram, you might want to check that out. So, and I love your nutrition background. And it's absolutely true. And it's funny. I'm so excited to talk to you because I'm very into the counting calories. Like I get into my MyFitnessPal every day and keep track of my calories. But my big thing lately has been like I need to boost my exercise. I'm just not going to eat less calories. Like I like food too much, and sticking to 2,000 calories for me just seems like, I don't know, too hard.
Yeah, I mean,
And so
no,
I need to push up my exercise to keep my calories down. But it's true. It is the only way I have successfully lost weight. But you're right, you can eat a lot of junk food in there.
yeah, no, I definitely like minimizing calories can definitely like help. But the thing is it going to stay off? So what, like you said, like if you're not working out consistently or doing like a total lifestyle change, because that's the thing. Nowadays, people just want a really big quick fix. They don't want to change their entire life. Like they don't want to eat healthy and work out and drink water. Like that's doing too much. Like they just want to do one of the above and then hope that it makes them into the whatever their ideal of like the perfect person is. And that's not the way your body is all synergistic. Like everything, like you can't just not do one and expect like good results. And although some people don't work out and eat really bad and they may look amazing, but that doesn't mean that they feel amazing. They could look great on the outside but have horrible like depression issues or horrible cognitive ability or are tired all the time. So not all the time like the outside. Like as most people know, the outside isn't an indicator if you're healthy or if you're putting the right things in your body. Because I know a lot of people who look amazing but don't feel it.
Yeah, that's so true. I know a lot of skinny people too that are, have like no body mass. They have no muscle or any of that. And that's something I've been learning for like people my age who are in the older age group that I need to work on my strength training. I think that's where
Yeah.
I'm really struggling too, because, but I did also like, I got my run meter out and I found out like in 2014, I had run or walk almost over, I think like 260 miles. And this year I had
That's
only
amazing.
walked 30 miles as of last month. So I've really been like walking. I think I've walked, what, I'm up to like almost 70 miles now. So like 40 miles in the last 2 weeks, because that was just too much for me. And it's really helped, but it's hard to do. It's hard to get that exercise in. It's hard to get those. And that's what I love about your business, because like I just emailed two people because I was like, I forgot I have a training tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. So this is like really officially my last day of vacation. And like last year when I was teaching, I had kids in my classroom from 7:30 in the morning until 6 o'clock at night.
Oh,
And so
wow.
like, I was lucky if I could like the Organifi guy, I was talking to him one day on the phone. I'm like, dude, I don't even have time to pour the water into the jar. I've got the jars all like, I got to the point where it was like putting the jars in my classroom with one tablespoon in each. And all I had to do was pour the water into the jar, shake and drink. And there were days I didn't even have that kind of time. Like,
Oh,
it is
yeah,
just
I
crazy.
totally
You go to do
understand.
that. And this kid's like, I just spilled my food all over the floor. I just did this. I did that because I worked my lunches. And it's just, I'm sure there's people out there that are busier than me. So your business is helping, and plus it supports local businesses.
Yes. And that's kind of the the added bonus and kind of like your body, whereas like you, like I was saying, you can't just do one thing in order to feel good and look good. Like that's what I wanted to bring to the table. I wanted it to be an all-encompassing company where like not only am I feeding people good food, not only am I using my culinary background mixed with my nutritional background, not only are we supporting other businesses, but we're supporting local. And I think I just wanted to make a pinpoint similar to what you were saying, or to piggyback on to what the guy was saying of not all the time organic is good. That's like 100% correct, because sometimes, especially in this country, they will mislabel organic and it won't be like the government that surrounds it is not as honest as it should be. So sometimes you'll be paying a markup for organic, and unfortunately it may not be organic. And that's why, although I'm pro organic, I'm, if not more so, pro local, because that makes the biggest difference. If you're going to your local farmers market, or you have a CSA, or you're using my product and you know, oh, okay, this week her produce came from this farm. If you live in Maryland, and let's say theoretically you wanted to go check it out, let's say, let's see if their chickens really are cage free. You can drive 10 miles down the street and go see it for yourself. So maybe it won't be certified organic, because getting that label is very expensive, and they make it more so a prize, and like whoever has the most money, whatever big farm that can afford that label will buy it. So maybe your local farm can't afford that certified organic label because they just don't have enough money to go get that certification. But you go to the farm and you see like their practices are amazing. I would prefer that over the organic stamp of approval.
That's excellent. And I talked to a woman, oh my gosh, I'm totally drawing a blank. I think it was Elizabeth from Amazing Heart Farm, who is on the board of this program called Naturally Grown. And it's like the farmers go around and certify each other. And she talked about sometimes their standards are higher than the certification standards, and then the cost to join is lower because you're participating in the group. And so, yeah, we definitely, and we talk a lot about earth-friendly practices here, because sometimes being, and like a lot of people have come on my show and talked about organic dairy cannot always be the best for the cows, because you don't want your cows taking like antibiotics like ahead of time, but if a cow gets sick, you want them to be able to get those antibiotics so they get better, just like a human. And so I've heard different conflicting things about that information. So, and I have a feeling a lot of it's like you said about the money thing with the business thing. But what I want to ask you is, tell us some recipes. Tell us some of the food that you guys are cooking. What are, let's get some people's mouths watering.
Yes. So, okay, so this week, I just changed the menu. So I like to keep a couple vegan options on there. And I've been adding more. So usually it's about 12 menu or 12 items, and you can choose whichever package you prefer. So this week, we're doing a vegan lasagna, completely vegan. It's amazing. It uses plant-based ground beef, and then it also uses tofu. And then we use the wheat noodles that you would use, like the regular lasagna noodles, and vegan cheese, plant-based vegan cheese. I don't really get into soy that much. I mean, I know I just use tofu. However, I like to keep, if I'm doing vegan, more plant-based than tofu. But the tofu, I feel like if you get it organic and you make sure it has the highest quality, it's not like bad for you. And it's absolutely amazing. On the non-vegan side, we have locally it Italian sausage. I'm trying to think of the butcher we're using right now. It's called Meat Crafters. They're out of Reisterstown out here in Baltimore. And we have Italian sausage with sweet potato fries. I'm trying to think of some more unique. We have Cajun shrimp with a watermelon feta basil salad. And that's really, really good. That one's like one of my favorites this week. What else do we have on the menu this week? We have a barbecue chicken. So we have something for like everyone. We have a couple of vegan dishes if you're vegan. We have a couple, we have a beef and broccoli, a Korean beef broccoli, grass-fed beef, of course, with nice buttered broccoli, or vegan buttered broccoli. I actually, the one thing that I don't really use that often is dairy. I try and stay away from dairy, But I will use it in baking sometimes, but I do try and stay away from dairy. And I'm not anti-dairy at all. Like, I love the way dairy tastes, but I feel like a lot of people have a lactose intolerance, so I do try and stay away from that. And we do try and stay away from a lot of gluten, but sometimes we will put it in there as well. But yeah, so we have some good menu, good recipes on there right now. So here's a suggestion for any of the viewers who are out there who want to go more plant-based. Honestly, there's always a substitute for everything. Like if you are making like Mexican food, we have a vegan taco bowl, whereas I basically like use the same ingredients that I would use for whatever it would normally be a protein, and then I would just substitute out a non-protein. So instead of making, regular tacos with taco meat or ground beef or whatever, I use it with the vegan beef, and I literally prepare it the exact same way, and it's amazing. And that's kind of the thing that, like, when you want to go plant-based or you want to try and, like, okay, I'm going to not eat meat for 2 days out of the week, you don't have to, like, buy a bunch of different ingredients. You just buy one different protein than you would be buying already.
I love that. And I always think that's a great way to start. Like, maybe if you want to go, and like, I've wanted to go vegan on and off for many years, but it's just always been kind of hard for me. And I'm not even an official vegetarian because my husband and I, our compromise is fish. So I eat a lot of fish. But, and especially like, I'm always like, because the salmon will run up here and they're just going to die anyway. I mean, they're like red. As soon as they turn red, they like just lay all over the banks of the creek
Oh,
anyway. So
wow.
to me, it's like, all right, I'm not gonna let that food just go to waste. And I love salmon, and it's so good for you. And if he can catch it, and I don't know, they call it snagging salmon, and like when they run, they're just, and then he'll smoke it. So I don't know.
Oh,
I
that
try to
sounds good.
like, and one of my most popular episodes has been Kim Merrill from New Zealand talked about cruelty-free eating, and I think that's exactly what you're bringing to the table with your farm to temple.
Oh yes. Oh
So.
yes. That's what I want. That's what I want to, or that's my aspiration is if you're going to eat meat, why not get it from a local farm? Why, like where you could see that their practices are a little bit better. They're raising the cattle or they're raising their pasture by themselves. So like there's a little bit more love involved, whereas if you're at some plant somewhere far, far away, they are treated really horribly. And I'm not anti-meat. I do go on weeks where maybe I don't eat meat, and then I go on weeks where I'm like, okay, I'm a vegetarian, and weeks I'm a pescatarian. I like to switch it up, but I enjoy food a lot. I enjoy exploring different flavors and different combinations. So I don't think, maybe not in this point in time, I could ever be like totally vegan, but I will say like if you are going to eat it, then try and to eat as uncruel or cruelty-free, as you say, as possible. And that's kind of what we offer is and also you're not wasting food. A lot of times people go to the grocery store and because maybe they don't cook or they don't have the time to cook, they buy a bunch of stuff that they think they would like and then it sits in their refrigerator and then by the next week it's like half of it is spoiled. So you wasted, that chicken or you wasted like that. Unfortunately, that animal has given its life for no reason because it's going in the trash. It hasn't even given its life to nourish you. So this way, all the food that you're buying, you're eating because it's prepared and it's good and you buy exactly how much you want. So it's a lot more sustainable on the environment.
Okay, so let's tell everybody about the Kickstarter campaign. How does that work? When does that end? Or how do they sign up for that?
So you can find our Kickstarter. So basically, we are trying to expand to the DC and the Nova, Northern Virginia market. So to have the whole DMV, there are a lot of clients out there that really want us there, but we need to obtain a new kitchen because anyone who's from this area knows the commute from Baltimore to DC could range from an hour to 3 or 4 hours, depending on the traffic. So it would be best to have a kitchen and more help, more staff down that way. So that way the commute time wouldn't be too bad. You can go to kickstarter.com/ affordable meal prep to your doorstep. That's how you can find us. Our campaign ends in about a week. It is basically a tester, but we would love to get the support and to see who out there would be willing to support us, either who is from the DMV area, who wants to benefit from our services, or any of the other listeners that just like what I have been saying and would love to support and see our company grow. So beyond that, you can follow me on Instagram, Farm to Temple, or on Twitter, Farm to Temple, or on Facebook, Farm to Temple. And I post different menus. I post different recipes. I post more about the Kickstarter. I post more about our vendors. So if you just want to stay involved that way, you can find us that way as well.
Okay. And then so they can make a $10 pledge without a reward just to promote you. But then for $25, they can get a 5-day meal. Let's talk about the pledges. So for $25, yes. It says they can get a 5-day meal plan.
Yeah, so basically, because I'm a holistic nutritionist, I'm able to give a customized meal plan as well. So then that way, let's say you pledge $25 and you write in and you say, hey, you know, I'm trying to go dairy-free for a week. Can you give me a meal plan for that? Then I'll be able to give you a, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, 5 days that will be recipes that will be geared towards whatever your goal is. So that's one of the pledges, and that can be universal. So you don't have to be in the Baltimore area in order to get those benefits.
Okay. And then the next one is a $50 pledge will get you a 10-day meal plan.
Yes. So basically the same thing except for 10 days. So you get a two, there will be different meals for basically 2 weeks or two work weeks.
Cool. And then for $100, you get personal shopping. How does that work?
Yeah, so that's only for the people that live in this metro area. So you can still pledge $100 without a reward if you're willing. However, if you are in this area, then basically I will come. I will do either a phone consultation or email consultation. And basically I will write up the menu, the meal plan like I did before. You supply whatever your budget is, and then I will do the shopping and the meal prep for you. Kind of like a Blue Apron, I guess it would be. I would give you like the recipes that you need. I would do the shopping for you, and then it would be delivered to you, and then you can go ahead and prepare it that way.
Wow. Okay. And for $200, the private chef. What's that?
Yes, it's a private chef. I believe I said for 6 people, and it is a,
It says for 2 people.
Or for 2 people. I'm sorry. The next one is for 6 people. My apologies. For 2 people. And, I will do a full menu, full meal, for you all, like a full experience, in your house. This is for the DMV region as well. And we will sit down and figure out a menu, what you like, if you are vegetarian, if you want, beef, food, seafood, chicken, and I will create the appetizer, the entree, and dessert
for you. All right. Well, guys out there, if you're listening, what a great gift for your girlfriend or your wife.
Yes,
she will
definitely
be just like touched. You can come home and have it all prepared for her. And like,
that's actually the market that the people that outside of my meal prep, I do a personal chef like on the side. And it's usually the gentlemen who buy it for their wife or their girlfriend, and they always love it.
Yeah. And it says estimated delivery is in October. So like even because when does the campaign end again?
So it ends on the 28th.
The 28th of August. So even if it ends then, you can still, it doesn't have to be delivered right away. So.
Oh, no, not at all. You can use it if you wanted to wait until around the Christmas time and, you know, that's your Christmas present, or you can use it then as well.
All right. And then let's talk about holiday parties then maybe, or whatever. I mean, it could be any time, but the $500 one is for the party of 6.
Yes. So it's basically the same concept as the party of 2, except it's for more people. So if you wanted to host a dinner party or a holiday party and you wanted a private chef to come in, that $500 would get you the appetizer, the entree, and a dessert for the 6 people. And you would have a full experience. You have a chef come in, do the cooking, clean up when she leaves. Everything would be good to go.
You clean up too?
I do clean up. I leave your kitchen in the condition that I found it in. So if it was crazy when I got there, However, the majority of people have it nice and clean for me, so I will leave it in the condition that it was found.
All right. And you know, I know I have, you know, since I have such an entrepreneurial audience, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, hosting a dinner, you know, well, for one thing, John Lee's always got that $500 question, and I don't know how many people have answered that. If you were going to start over with only $500, you know, they would spend it buying coffee for people and things. And like, you know, and then there's like the new thing where people are like having these dinner parties with like trying to mix, you know, build their network and like have people come. And what a great way to build your network and serve a great dinner like this. So I just can't encourage you guys enough to support Raven's business. Now, it was saying, is it saying you've already made $60,000 in the Baltimore area?
Yes, definitely. So we've been in
Oh.
business almost 2 years. We started October 2015, and the last, I would say, 4 or 5 months have really, really ramped up. We've been doing really well. So we're trying to take this to the next level. I really want this to be a household name, and this is my everything. This is my everything. This is my passion and my dream, and I really think that there's a market for it, especially out here in Baltimore, because we do live in a food desert, unfortunately. And I just want to change the game when it comes to the way the DMV eats, and maybe 5, 10 years down the line, it could be a franchise for other markets. I mean, I have very big dreams when it comes to this. So I would love any support that's given, or even just, you know, interest in the business, and online support would be great as well.
Now, what is like one meal cost? Like, if they were just gonna get like lunch or just get a dinner? Like, I'm looking at these yummy plates here and they just look so good. Like, what is this one thing with like the asparagus and it cost or?
So we don't do a la carte yet because we do only deliver on Sundays and Mondays. However, with the goal with the generation of a new kitchen, and so we'll be able to be, right now we rent out a kitchen, so we cook when we're there, we ship it, or we have delivery drivers deliver it to the houses. So we don't really have a kitchen that's like our own. We rent out like an incubator kitchen. The goal is to have our own kitchen so that we will have pickup times and people can come in and buy one meal. And ideally the one singular meal would cost about $9 to $12 depending on what it is. But right
Nice.
now we don't have the actual like 24/7 kitchen space to enable that, but hopefully soon we'll get to that point.
All right, let's leave listeners on a note. What's your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert is what I fixed last night. It is a peach cobbler. I went to the farm, Weber's Cider Farm in Parkville, Maryland, got some peaches. They're the bruised ones, so I got a big box for like $6. I don't care if they're bruised. And then chopped them up, made a delicious peach cobbler last night, and I had it with some vegan whip, which is basically like coconut ice cream. So amazing. So good. I put a little like bitters inside there. You know the bitters you put in like an old fashioned. So bitters, cinnamon, sugar. I actually ran out of regular sugar, so I used confectioner's sugar, but it still was amazing. And honey, and then of course the normal like dough batter, and it had everything rice at the top and a little vegan ice cream on top. It was so delicious. I almost ate the whole pan. I think I have a little bit left over. So yeah, that's my anything with fruit and pastry is my favorite dessert recipe.
You rock. All right. Tell them
Thank
one more
you.
time how to, they can go to Kickstarter and you have to search
Yes.
what? Because when I searched
So
Farm to Table, it didn't, Farm to Temple, it didn't come up. So they have to search what?
you can go to Kickstarter and you could type in affordable meal prep delivered to your doorstep. So affordable meal prep delivered to your doorstep. And my Kickstarter should come right up. And if you are confused about that or maybe you forgot, you could just go to my Instagram, Farm to Temple, my Facebook, Farm to Temple, or my Twitter, Farm to Temple, and my Kickstarter is on one of those as well. So you'll be able to find it easily.
All right, and we'll put in the show notes at the Organic Gardener Podcast too. Well, thanks so
Awesome.
much for coming on so quick.
Thank
I just found her
you.
yesterday, and here she is. It's early
This was
morning,
such a
jumped on the
great
phone.
time. Thank you so much. This was awesome. This was really awesome.
Well, thank you. My show is a success because of amazing guests like you. So thank you for caring for people in the Baltimore, Washington, Virginia area and just reaching out and helping those farmers. Go support local. Just thanks for everything you do. I hope we stay in touch. Maybe we'll get to meet up someday.
Yes, definitely. I would love that. Thank you so much for having me on. It was such a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Do you want to improve your soil fertility? Would you like to learn more about cover crops? Does growing your own fertilizer sound good to you? Have you been hearing about green manure but aren't sure where to start? If you'd like to join me in a study group where we go through Anna Hess's amazing primer, Homegrown Humus, Cover Crops in a No-Till Garden, then join our study group this fall. The cost for the beta version would just be $10 and includes a copy of the book along with free shipping. So I've got some tentative dates. Know I love lesson plans. So reach out to me on the Organic Gardener Podcast Homegrown Humus Study Group page. Or, you know, you can email me at orgpodcast@gmail.com or just go to the contact page. But if you would like to learn more and sign up for the beta group, let me know. Hey, green future growers. Do you love to listen to audio as much as I do? Have you ever tried an audiobook? As a fan of this podcast, you must already enjoy listening to stories just like I do. Well, the Organic Gardener Podcast has teamed up with Audible to offer you a free audiobook. Just go to www.organicgardenerpodcast.com/book or just type book into the search bar at theorganicgardenerpodcast.com and you can get enter to get listening to your first audiobook today. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener Podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.